From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama told some of the nation's top bank executives today that they need to step up efforts to help bolster the economic recovery.
My main message in today's meeting was very simple, that America's banks received extraordinary assistance from American taxpayers to rebuild their industry. And now that they're back on their feet, we expect an extraordinary commitment from them to help rebuild our economy.
Mr. Obama met with the executives at the White House this morning. He urged them to increase lending to small businesses and to stop lobbying against financial regulatory reform. Citigroup says it's set to repay $20 billion in federal bailout money. That move paves the way for the company to free itself from close regulator scrutiny and executive pay restrictions. At the UN climate meeting in Copenhagen, talks are getting back on track after a brief boycott by developing nations. Behind-the-scenes maneuvering has stepped up in advance of the arrival of scores of world leaders later this week. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Copenhagen.
More than 100 heads of state are expected at the conference at the end of the week, and they don't want to go home empty-handed, so it's the perfect time for power plays. African delegates held up the main talks for a while in order to pressure the rich nations to spend more time talking about their future commitments and less time talking about what kind of action should be expected from emerging economies like China and India. The scene outside the closed conference rooms was also chaotic. Organizers say the Bella Convention Center was built to accommodate 15,000 people, but 45,000 people have registered for the meeting. Some people waited for as long as 6 hours to get into the conference center. The local subway stop was closed when lines backed up all the way to the station. The talks and the turmoil continue through Friday. Richard Harris, NPR News.
A break in the weather in Oregon today will allow rescue crews to resume their search for two climbers missing on Mount Hood since last Friday. NPR's Martin Costi has the story from Seattle.
On Saturday, searchers found the body of one member of the climbing party on a glacier at 9,000 feet. Since then, the mountain has been whipped by high winds and snow, making it difficult for rescue teams to go back up and look for the remaining two climbers. Still, there is hope. The missing pair are experienced mountaineers, and rescuers say a camera found with the dead climber contains images indicating they had survival gear. The 11,000-foot summit of Mount Hood is a popular winter climbing destination, but it can also be deadly. In December of 2006, a blizzard on the mountain killed three experienced climbers. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Stocks are clinging to modest gains on Wall Street today. The Dow Industrial Average is currently up 25 points at 10,496. The Nasdaq Composite Index has gained 18 points. The S&P 500 is up 6. This is NPR News from Washington. Iran says it will put on trial the three Americans who've been in custody there since straying across the Iranian border from Iraq in July. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called the allegations of espionage against the three totally unfounded. ExxonMobil Corporation is making a big move into natural gas, the company buying XTO Energy in a stock deal worth about $31 billion. NPR's Jeff Brady has the story.
Exxon is buying Fort Worth-based XTO Energy, which is involved in drilling for natural gas in the U.S. XTO has operations in all the major natural gas plays right now, the Southwest, Rocky Mountain West, the Northeast, and in the Southeast. Not that long ago, those plays were not profitable, but a controversial process called hydraulic fracturing has made it easier to release gas that once was locked away deep underground. Environmental groups worry the process could harm drinking water supplies. Financial analysts say the announcement signals the growing importance of natural gas in the overall fossil fuel industry, and they say it's likely other oil companies will follow Exxon's lead and also acquire existing gas companies. Stockholders in XTO still must approve the deal. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
A new study finds that marijuana use by teenagers in the U.S. is edging up, as is the abuse of prescription painkillers and medications for attention deficit disorder. Marijuana use has been on the rise for the past 2 or 3 years. Researchers also found that fewer teens consider prescription drugs and drugs such as ecstasy to be dangerous these days. The study found a decline in teen binge drinking, cigarette smoking, and the use of methamphetamine. The study was conducted by researchers at the University of Michigan for the National Institute on Drug Abuse. I'm Craig Windham.